This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The White House said Tuesday U.S. President Joe Biden warned Russian President Vladimir Putin of, quote, strong Western economic blowback against any Russian attack on Ukraine, while the Kremlin said its leader demanded guarantees the NATO alliance keep clear of Russia. The two leaders met by video link in a two-hour summit seen as a vital chance to defuse tension on the Russian-Ukrainian frontier, where Russia has deployed up to 100,000 troops, sparking fears of a major war in Europe. Russia denies planning to invade Ukraine, where it already seized swaths of territory in 2014. The White House says if Russia does attack, Biden made clear that economic pain would follow, perhaps including what he called risk to Russia's new Nord Stream 2 natural gas pipeline supplying Europe. The United States says it doesn't know for sure what Russia intends in Ukraine. Moscow describes accusations that it's preparing to invade as, quote, hysteria. French police on Tuesday arrested a suspected member of the hit squad that killed Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi as the man was about to board a flight from Paris to Riyadh, according to French law enforcement sources. Khashoggi's fiancée welcomed the detention of the suspect and said he should be prosecuted for his role in the 2018 killing. But the Saudi embassy in Paris said the arrested person, quote, has nothing to do with the case in question. A French police source and a judicial source named the man as a former member of the Saudi Royal Guard who is identified in U.S. and British sanction lists and a U.N. commission report as having been involved in Khashoggi's killing. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Zambian graft investigators said Tuesday they had arrested and charged the ex-foreign affairs minister and the former treasury secretary for alleged corruption while serving in the former government. One of the suspects, a 56-year-old, served as the ex-president foreign affairs minister in the Southern African country between 2018 and this year and is accused of transferring more than $8.8 million to Zambia's mission in Turkey without justifying the expense. He's also been charged with purchasing properties and also a helicopter valued at around $1.4 million. Zambia's ex-treasury secretary is suspected of facilitating the transfer to the Turkish mission. Zambia's new president has repeatedly vowed to root out corruption since his landslide win in August elections. He has been critical of what he called horrifying levels of graft in the former government, claiming he inherited an empty treasury. The U.S. Treasury Department on Tuesday imposed financial sanctions on Uganda's chief of military intelligence over alleged human rights abuses committed under his watch. Uganda's military said it was disappointed by the decision and would seek clarification from Washington, for whom Kabbalah has been a security partner against militancy in East Africa in recent years. The Treasury announced the sanctions alongside measures against Iranian and Syrian officials it said were involved in repression and undermining democracy in those countries. The department said in a statement, Ugandan military intelligence officers have arrested, detained, and physically abused Ugandans, quote, due to their nationality, political views, or critique of the government. It says those detained were held without legal proceedings, quote, subjected to horrific beatings and other egregious acts, including sexual abuse and electrocutions that led to long-term injury and even death. Police said Tuesday a 31-year-old Ottawa man has been arrested on suspicion of mounting ransomware attacks in the United States and Canada after a joint probe that took almost 2 years. Matthew Filbert is responsible for numerous ransomware attacks affecting businesses, government agencies, and private individuals throughout Canada, as well as cyber-related offenses in the United States, according to the Ontario Provincial Police. He's been charged with fraud, mischief, and unauthorized access of computer systems. Canada said Monday that global ransomware attacks increased by 151% in the first half of this year compared to last year. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe.